From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After a flurry of last-minute negotiations, the United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution Saturday demanding a 30-day ceasefire in Syria. This will allow aid deliveries and medical evacuations. The vote comes with the support of Syrian ally Russia. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
Today, Russia has belatedly decided to join the international consensus and accept the need to call for a ceasefire, but only after trying every possible way to avoid it.
Acting Deputy British Ambassador to the UN, Stephen Hickey, said that the Council must not stand by and let the suffering continue.
As we have repeated many times, this intentional and systematic targeting of civilians and civilian objects not only violates international humanitarian law, it's a war crime. And the UK will be unrelenting in our campaign to ensure accountability.
Warplanes have pounded eastern Ghouta, the last rebel enclave near Syria's capital, for 7 days straight. About 24 people were killed Saturday, increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The White House has released a redacted version of a Democratic memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. The memo was released Saturday, 3 weeks after the Republican version. The latest memo alleges the opposing version omits and misrepresents facts related to the FBI and how it surveilled a former Trump campaign advisor. It also accuses President Trump of ignoring concerns about releasing sensitive information in the earlier memo. This is VOA.